Jesus versus Palpatine debate rages over the internet. 3rd of September 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for On News. Atlanta, Georgia. Heated debates have erupted in chat rooms, blogs, and websites over the comparative merits of Jesus Christ, founder of Christianity, and the Emperor Palpatine, the founder of the Galactic Empire. Quote, at the name Jesus, every knee shall bend, unquote, wrote user called Saved1991 on the teensforummaranatha.com website, a popular Christian website. Quote, I have felt warm love, the warm love of my Savior, and praise be to God for showing me the way. His yoke is gentle, his power is awesome. Unquote. Quote, LMAO at you, exclamation point, unquote, replied Emperor's Hand 87 a few seconds later. Quote, dude, at Emperor Palpatine's name, Darth Vader's knee bends. If the Dark Lord of Sith couldn't resist him, what chance does the Prince of Peace have? IMHO, Palpatine could so take Jesus in a fight, unquote. Partisans for Jesus argue that as the Son of God, Jesus' power is unlimited, pointing to miracles like the loaves and the fishes and the raising of Lazarus. Evelyn! Sorry, I had to yell at my dog. Quote, if Jesus really wanted to, he could shooting lightning out of his hands and drop a roof and throw Palpatine down a gravity well. Unquote, the Reverend Joel Osteen wrote on his personal website. Quote, but he doesn't, because of his infinite capacity for love and because Palpatine got his ass kicked by a blonde wimp with a mop top. Palpatine is such a pussy, he is not worth Jesus' time, unquote. Palpatine supporters, however, insist that Jesus' advocates do not know the power of the dark side. Quote, granted, Jesus founded a religion with a billion followers, unquote, said Ken Rubio, the director of the short film Troops. Quote, and what did Palpatine do? Oh, just take over a government that was 25,000 years old with 10,000 worlds and at least a quadrillion sentience on them. But just keep walking on water. While you're trying to show Peter the light, Palpatine will cut you up faster than Mace Windu, unquote. Whoever that is. Although the arguments revolve around a hypothetical conflict between the two men, sub-debates have proliferated, including scenarios where Palpatine is appointed governor of Judea, and Jesus uses battle meditation during the Battle of Endor. Quote, Jesus would be at least as powerful as Bastila Shan, unquote, wrote Mercy Man in an AOL chat room. Quote, in that situation, forget Akbar. Jesus plows through the executor like he harrowed hell. Unquote. Wrong, 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 replied Murky Maker. Quote, Palpatine reaches out with the dark side and confuses the pilots, neutralizing Jesus' tactical maneuvers. The rebels still win, but things play out as they did in ROTJ, the best Star Wars film, don't argue, unquote. Some may have tried to bring peace to the debate by positing alternatives based on the stories and mythologies of both. Jim Wallace, editor-in-chief of Sojourners magazine, has asked people to think about whether Palpatine could seduce Jesus to the dark side, or, alternatively, if Jesus could save Palpatine. A recent entry on dentuinedata.com poses a similar question. quote, could Palpatine have been brought to see the light, unquote, Ripperkins wrote. Quote, if he had, we're talking about a guy who's maybe the equal of both Skywalkers and an effective leader. I'm sure he could have been a big help during the Yuuzhan Vong crisis. Unquote. Quote, the only person who saves is Jesus, unquote, an anonymous IP user wrote in response. Quote, his ever-flowing sauce could redeem Palpatine and you, and if you will accept him. Don't fight it, though, because Jesus could destroy Admiral Thrawn with a blink, unquote. Correction. Earlier I said ever-flowing sauce. I meant to say ever-flowing grace, but no, really, I meant to say sauce, because I thought his ever-flowing sauce sounded pretty... His ever-flowing sauce could redeem Palpatine. Just sounds better. Sorry. Anyway, okay. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.